You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And it's time for the other black music. Graybeard here, coming to you every other Sunday, bringing you the other black music, which is just that. And today I'm going to focus on black rock, starting out with some rock and blues who am I starting out with? Rock and blues from John Lee Hooker, and then we'll go from there. And even though I'm starting out with some early stuff, it's not necessarily a chronological show. Just going to have some rockin' fun. Excuse to crank it up really loud this time. So really, really crank it up. And share with your neighbors as we bring you some John Lee Hooker, some Hendrix, some Buddy Miles, some Bad Brains, some Pure Hell, a bunch of other guys too. Crank it up.
One night I was laying down. I heard Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, "Let that boy boogie woogie. Is in him? and it got to come out. And I felt so good. Went on Boogie Jet the same.
Boogie Chillin'. Blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll. Let's go to another one. Let's go to some rock and roll on the early rockers. Going to hear some Little Richard.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. My money don't try to save. My heart said go, go. Have a time for Saturday night and I feel fine. Gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Spin.
Big Bird. That's a soul singer, but he said that was his one rock song. Tune Big Bird by Eddie Floyd. He got it, Knock on Wood tune. Also, he had a hit with that. And that was covered by the Jam out of the UK back in the 80s, or maybe late 70s, maybe it was. Before that, we heard Keep a Knockin' from Little Richard, the king. Some say otherwise, but we'll say king of rock and roll. And before that, we had Lloyd Price with the tune Where You At. And, excuse me, oh, I found it. Thank you. Okay, trying to do two things at once here, sorry. All right, got it. And then before that, we had another one from Little Richard, Rip It Up. And then we had the blues rock tune from John Lee Hooker, Boogie Chillin'. You hear that here on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And all those people had some influence on this next artist, Jimi Hendrix. In fact, Hendrix was in Little Richard's backup band at one point. So let's hear one of the tunes that I played over and over and over. Like, we'll hear a couple of Hendrix tunes. This first one's going to be Power to Love. It's a live version. Jimi Hendrix guitar and vocals.
Oh,
getting super stupid with Funkadelic, rocking with the tune Super Stupid. And you saw some of the members from that group playing with Original P here at the Richmond Folk Festival early in October, and I got to interview a couple of those guys, so I will put that together at some point soon and present that to you. Before that, Buddy Miles from the LP Chapter 7, The Life Is What You Make It, drummer and vocalist no longer with us. And he played along with Jimi Hendrix on a tune before that, the tune Power to Love, featuring Jimi Hendrix on vocals and guitar, also unfortunately no longer with us. Still with us, though, was Eddie Floyd, who did Big Bird before that, and had the pleasure of meeting him down in New Orleans earlier this year. At the Ponderosa Stomp. That was a lot of fun. All right, let me see. I got some stuff to read for you. First, let's let you know that this is Greybeard bringing you the other black music every other Sunday, bringing you the rock, the funk, the soul, the reggae, the zydeco, blues, jazz, all the different sounds of black music, concentrating on the rock today. And it's every other Sunday, sharing this time slot with DJ Dowdy, who will be here next week, of Ambience Congo. Great music out of Central Africa. And he'll join me at 5 to bring you to Motherland Influence, where we get together every Sunday and bring you African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. I'd like to let you know that this fall, responses to urban, natural, and economic environments by 16 African artists will be on view in a thought-provoking exhibition at VCU's Anderson Gallery, 907 and a half West Franklin Street. Environment and Object, recent African art will feature sculpture, photography, painting, video, and installations by such internationally recognized artists as Yinka Shonambere and El Anatsui, as well as emerging artists gaining a reputation outside of Africa. For more information about the exhibition and its related programs, visit arts.vcu.edu/Anderson Gallery. And also, did you know that only 1 woman in 10 who develops breast cancer has a genetic history of the disease? A growing body of scientific evidence links toxic chemicals in our everyday environment to high rates of breast cancer. For this reason, the Breast Cancer Fund works to eliminate the preventable causes and to stop the disease before it starts. To learn some simple ways you can reduce your risk, you can visit breastcancerfund.org. All right, let's continue with some more rock and sound. Let's go to Detroit. A band who recorded, I think this was recorded back around 74, somewhere between 74 and 76, Group Def, who unfortunately didn't take off, mainly because they didn't want to change their names for the major label. I guess I'm not sure what name they wanted them to use, but they wanted to continue using the name Def. So we're going to hear the tune from the LP For the Whole World to See. Tune Rock and Roll Victim. I think these guys may have influenced bands like Bad Brains also. Give a listen.
feel.
Thank you.
TV on, flip a page in some magazine.
Living in a world of man.
Somebody went off for some apparent reason.
Living in a world of man.
People dying for nothing, and some fighting in vain.
Living in a world of man.
I try to make some sense of it, but it's all so insane.
Living in a world of man.
Some guns instead.
Living in a world of man.
I'll just do a hit of something just to check off the edge.
Living in a world of man.
In the hood you get life for drugs, in Hollywood you get away with red rum.
Living in a world of man.
It's a pity and a shame, and them both the same. But it's still so insane.
Invisible world of man.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you are invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec? Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish the sales report and then I'll lie down for a bit.
But shouldn't I?
No, I'll be fine.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly has trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. This is Graybeard coming to you every other Sunday, bringing you the other black music, and today concentrating on some black rock sounds for you. And you just heard from Dumpster Funk out of New Orleans, featuring one of the Nevilles. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name, which one right now. It might come to me later. Anyway, Dumpster Funk from this CD, Listen Here. We heard the tune, Living in a World Gone Mad. Before that, the Ohio Players were rocking on a tune called What the Hell, off their old LP, Fire. Black Murder, I believe also out of Detroit back in maybe late 60s, I think. The tune, Prophet, another group you can tell had a little Hendrix influence. That came off of Mother's Mixer. Pure Hell out of New York, some punk rock from Pure Hell. And the tune, Lame Brain, off their LP, Noise Addiction. Then we hear two from Deaf and Bad Brains. Before Pure Hell, we heard Bad Brains through Big Takeover from the LP Bad Brains, and a band I'm sure they're influenced by, the group Def, also out of Detroit, considered to be one of the first punk bands around. The tune Freaking Out from For the Whole World to See, which has been re-released, and they've gotten back together, and I think they're touring, I'm not positive. Bad Brains again before that, from Bad Brains, the tune Attitude, then another one from Def starting out that set. The tune Rock and Roll Victim.